Donovan Mitchell versus Jason Tatum, who won that battle.
It was great. You know, the best part about it, I think, for Donovan, for me, was like, that was kind of a point we made, is you don't have to impact the, you can impact the game besides shooting and scoring. And that's what he did. And that was, you know, a big difference in the game. And I mentioned to him after the game, and usually when you defend, the offense becomes easier, which happened for us in the fourth quarter.
So he said he asked to guard him in the second half. That was something that you were okay with?
Yeah, no, he mentioned it actually earlier today, and I hadn't forgotten it. And he was, yeah, he wanted the challenge, and he did a great job.
What have you seen that makes him so adept at getting some of those steals when just taking the ball away from some guys?
He's physical. He naturally has good feet, the anticipation, and he's, you know, he does a good job of corralling that aggression and, you know, not getting, sometimes he gets too aggressive and gets the fouls, but he's willing. That's the first thing in defense, but then he has the tools and he's aggressive and he wants to.
What are some of the things that you're talking to him about for his shot selections?
I told all the guys at halftime, like Dante and Donovan, like, you don't have to score the first time you touch it. Get to the second, third side, things will open up, and also, like, score off our defense. Like, that's how you, especially in the summer, like, that's the best way to do it. Let's defend, rebound. We still got out-rebounded tonight, but then everybody gets easy baskets. And that's, you know, how it makes it more fun, too.
Could you sense an extra uptick in emotion just because of the opponent?
You know, I don't. I had a couple people mention that before the game, and I don't think it was felt amongst our guys. I think the fans obviously did, but I think our guys, you know, it's kind of the nice thing about having practice and games. You're kind of insulated a little bit from it and you can concentrate on the task at hand. But I don't think it was for us and the players.
What did Dante Exum show you throughout these three games? Did he accomplish the goals you wanted him to accomplish?
Yeah, well, you know, I think Dante still wanted to be more consistent. When he gets tired, he has a bigger drop-off than he should. Did a lot of good things. And, you know, I think he did get better, but it's a continuing process. And that's the thing about Dante, is he's still not as close to as good as he can be. Hopefully he realizes that as well.
What are your goals in Vegas?
In Vegas? Well, I'm actually not coaching Vegas. Zach Guthrie's going to take over, but I told him it's the same thing. If I can build on the same things that we teach with Coach Schneider during the season, talk about the things that we do every game no matter what. But defensively, I think that's where it starts.
So the pressure's off you now.
Yeah, the pressure's off me now. But we're all in this together, right? Yeah. But
what do you think it does for the organization when you kind of see someone embraced as quickly as Donovan's been embraced here?
No, I think the question was asked after the first two games about him playing with Exum, and it's great because you can't get that experience, like I said, out here working out with, you know, coaches and each other. But it's because it just takes time to, you know, play off each other, and it was great to see them kind of lead the charge there at the end. And that's what you kind of wanted from them the whole time. You know, some you might not get it like you did at the end, but it was just good to have the experience of those guys playing together.
I meant a little bit more from the fans. I mean, it seemed like they were really responsive to him, especially tonight.
Oh, it's a great, yeah. No, we have the greatest fans in the NBA, and it's a great thing for them to, you know, watch the guys we draft and come here and watch them for three games. So it's a fun, I mean, it makes it better for to get to know them, their game, and it's fun for the opposing teams, because you don't get, there's not a summer league where you get fans like that, which just kind of makes it real and the closest thing to a regular season game.
Can you talk about the decision to not dress Joel?
Joel's going to play in Vegas. He had a little bump. I don't know exactly what it was, and it's, you know, it's no time to be a hero. We still have at least four more games, so. And he gave us a good effort in those first two games, so he'll have plenty more time.
How do you feel like Tony Bradley played this one?
Tony was great. Tony, you know, that last stretch in the fourth, like I was the best he's played, I think, all three games. And I think he only averaged 13, 14 minutes in college. So he's been playing 19, 20 for us, I think, in the game, but he was great. And he's young, and I think, you know, the best part about this now is we have film and, you know, that we can use to help teach him about screens and things of that nature. So
will Vegas be good for Nigel with Dante not making the trip, maybe get a few more minutes?
Yeah, no, that's I mentioned that to a lot of the guys. Like with Dante not making the trip, that gives a lot of opportunities to other guys. So that's we've had a great group of guys, and having 15 guys, and we know all of them want to play, you know, 30 minutes each night, but playing here in Vegas, everybody get a chance. And that's, you know, with Dante not playing, Nigel will get a lot of minutes.
Julian Wright's been playing for a while. I think you're drafted in 2007. He has some pretty thunderous dunks tonight. What's it like to
have a veteran on the Sam team like that.
You know, the best part about Julian is I mean, he's a pleasure to coach, pleasure to play with. And the best part, I told him, like our young guys, because you have guys that, you know, aren't necessarily excited to play in summer league. And I think this is his 11th year. He loves playing. I told him the second game he wasn't going to play, and he's like, no problem, I got you, I understand. But it's just like, it's great, because he loves to play. And everybody, when I say that about players, people like look at you with a, you know, a confused look on their face, but it's loves to play, whether it's 5 minutes, whether it's 35 minutes, and it just affects the whole team. But he's great.
Thanks,
Al. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.